Matata Safi, an alumni of the 2022 International Visitors Leadership Program, shared his experience with self-starters. Safi, who manages the Haganah Agro Processing Company, says he first came to Juba from a refugee camp. He came only with the clothes on his back.
All of us who have been refugees know what life is like. It's about poverty, it's about hunger, it's about diseases. And I always kept, you know, thinking that I must, you know, contribute to the welfare of my community. So when I came back to South Sudan in 2006, I tried to juggle around to see how, you know, coming back with the only your 10 fingers, you didn't have anything. I tried a couple of things. I actually worked with the Ministry of Information as a journalist. I was not trained as a journalist as such, but I'm supposed to be a teacher. That's my qualification. But I thought that was not where I belonged. So I started, you know, trying to see what I can do until 2014, when I got a job to work with communities in the value chain for honey for a foreign company.
Safi says it is difficult to get a loan from commercial banks in South Sudan as a small business.
There are two sources of funding. One would be the, you know, going to knock at the doors of commercial banks to give you a loan. It comes down to what collateral do you have, you know, to ask for a loan. If it's there, the most acceptable may be a land title or whatever, which most of us cannot afford. My story was different.
Safi describes how he overcame obstacles to find success even when he had no cash.
With the business people, I remember sometimes we don't have the money at hand, but they say, no problem, we trust you. I will send my honey to you, sell. When you get the money, send it back to me. There's a lady called Jacqueline. She's in Namaridi. She buys honey from there. I've never met her. She has never seen me. She sends honey to Juba. I send her money back to Maridi, and we have been, you know, trading like that for the last 2 years. So it's about trust.
Mulik Berkana explained the different types of fellowships, programs available to students interested in joining business world.
For the International Visitor Leadership Program that each of them traveled on recently to the United States, that actually requires a nomination. Matata, you mentioned that someone at the embassy had nominated you.
Yeah.
So we have a variety of exchange programs that we offer through the embassy.
Berkana says the Young African Leaders Initiative Program is another avenue students can take.
That's called the Young African Leaders Initiative. And there's a lot of information about that online. But in brief, there's different parts of YALI. This is an exchange program started by then-President Barack Obama back in 2010. And it's continued throughout administrations. It's still a program that we have, we administer every year here. There's the YALI network, which is online, and you can learn a lot of resources. I think you can take online classes.
Yeah.
There's a regional center for YALI in Nairobi.
The U.S. Embassy in Juba hosts a variety of programs and conversations through Facebook live chats from the American corner inside the University of Juba in Haisora. Those conversations are free for anyone to attend. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.